And sometimes at our prayer have we leave only the body and not the soul to grieve. Witness on Job, whom that we didn't woe. And sometimes have we might of both too, this is to say, of soul and body eke. And sometimes be we suffered for to seek upon a man and do his soul unrest and not his body. And all is for the best. When he withstandeth our temptation, it is a cause of his salvation, albeit that it was not our intent he should be safe, but that we would him hent. And sometimes be we servants unto man, as to the Archbishop St. Dunstan, and to the Apostles' servant eke was I.
Yet tell me, quoth the summoner, faithfully, make you new bodies thus always of elements?
The fiend answered, Nay, sometimes we feign, and sometimes we arise with dead bodies in full sundry wise, and speak as reasonably and fair and well as to the Phytonus did Samuel. And yet will some men say it was not he. I do no force of your divinity. But one thing warn I thee, I will not jape. Thou wilt Algates wit how we be shape. Thou shalt hereafterwards, my brother dear, come where thee needeth not of me to leer. For thou shalt by thine own experience con in a chair read of this sentence, better than Virgil, while he was alive, or Dante also. Now, let us ride and blive, for I will hold company with thee till it be so that thou forsakest me.
Nay, quoth this summoner, that shall not betide. I am a yeoman known is full wide. My truth will I hold, as in this case. For though thou wert the devil Satanus, my truth will I hold to thee, my brother, as I am sworn, and each of us to other, for to be true brothers in this case. And both we go about in our purchase. Take thou thy part, what that men will thee give, and I shall mine. Thus may we both live. And if that any of us have more than other, let him be true and part it with his brother.
I grant, quoth the devil, by my fay. And with that word they riden forth their way. And right at the entering of the town's end, to which this summoner shope him for to wend, they saw a cart that charged was with hay, which that a carter drove forth on his way. Deep was the way for which the cart stood. The carter smote and cried as he were wood, Hey, Scot! Hey, Brock! What, spare you for the stones? The fiend, quoth he, fetch you, body and bones, as far forthly as ever you were fold, so muchel woe as I have with you thold. The devil have all, both horse and cart and hay. This summoner said, Here shall we have a play. And near the fiend he drew, as naught ne were, full privily, and rounded in his ear. Hearken, my brother, hearken by thy faith, hearest thou not how that the carter saith? Hent it anon, for he has given it thee, both hay and cart, and eke his capels three.
Nay, quoth the devil, God wot never a deal. It is not his intent, trust thou me well. Ask him thyself, if thou not trowest me, or else stint a while, and thou shalt see.
This carter thwacks his horses on the croup, and they began to draw in and to stoop.
Hey, now, quoth he, there, Jesus Christ you bless, and all his handiwork, both more and less. That was well twight, mine own lyard boy, I pray God to save thee and St. Loy. Now is my cart out of the slough, pardee.
Lo, brother, quod the fiend, what told I thee? Here may you see, mine own dear brother, the churl spoke one thing, but he thought another. Let us go forth about an hour voyage. Here win I nothing upon carriage.